For the first time in NATO's history, the alliance has invoked a mutual defense clause. It assures the United States of the support of all NATO members if and when it decides to retaliate against those responsible for Tuesday's terrorist attacks. Earlier, the UN Security Council declared Tuesday's attacks a threat to international peace and security and promised to combat terrorism by all means available. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Brussels on yesterday's special session of NATO's Governing Council.
After long consultations among the allies, NATO Secretary General George Robertson announced that if it is determined that this attack was directed from abroad against the United States, it shall be considered an attack against all the allies. Robertson said this did not necessarily mean that NATO would get involved in military action. He said, at the moment, it's an act of solidarity. But it's certainly the most powerful act of solidarity by America's NATO allies. And it creates the legal framework for the United States to ask for military assistance from its allies. In fact, yesterday, Secretary of State Powell urged the creation of an international coalition against terrorism. Earlier in the day, European Union foreign ministers met in a special session and issued a strongly worded statement on their outrage at what happened in America. They said the attacks were aimed at shared Western values of democracy and freedom, and added that the EU will spare no efforts to help identify, bring to justice, and punish those responsible. There will be no safe haven for terrorists and their sponsors, the statement said. This strong solidarity does not appear to stem only from a sense of horror, but also from a widespread feeling that Europe is equally vulnerable to terrorist attacks. Analysts say this realization may have restored that cohesion within NATO that had begun to unravel after the end of the Cold War as the alliance grappled for a new sense of purpose. It is widely agreed that the Kosovo War failed to recreate NATO's sense of unity because it served to demonstrate primarily America's overwhelming military superiority. So it left Europeans frustrated and eager to create their own security structures. These latest terrorist events may have given NATO the new purpose it had been seeking. However, what European leaders seem to fear most at this moment is that the United States will act alone and impulsively. Analysts here say it could take some time before all those responsible are identified, and that concerted international action is the most effective weapon against terrorism. In fact, analysts here are already pointing out that an effective retaliation could require a radical rethinking of U.S. military doctrine, which is based on zero loss, reliance on air power, and long-distance precision instruments. Tactics, according to these analysts, that are not necessarily effective in combating terrorism. They say much more controversial methods are needed, such as policies that approve political assassinations and overthrow of governments that harbor terrorists, as well as deployment of ground forces that could lead to a high number of casualties. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Brussels.